One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free spirited thing. Find on trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
There's something about an old pub that seems to soak up history like a sponge. Every laugh, every whispered secret, every heavy sigh, it all lingers, trapped somewhere between the worn wooden beams and the stout pints pulled behind the bar. But what if some of those whispers aren't coming from the living? That tucked up against the stone walls of Glasnevin Cemetery sits John Kavanagh's, affectionately called the Gravediggers by the locals. Since 1833, it's been a place where the freshly bereaved, the gravediggers themselves, and anyone in need of a quiet pint have gathered. But not everyone who crosses its threshold leaves by the door, or so the stories say. Patrons have claimed to see an elderly man in a Victorian coat vanish through a solid wall. Others hear keys jangling behind them with no one in sight. And then there's the young girl in a nightgown, seen wandering between tables before evaporating into thin air. Is it the spirit of the cemetery seeping into the pub? Or just the creaky tricks of an old building playing on expectant minds? Whatever it is at John Kavanagh's, the line between the living and the dead feels a little thinner and a lot closer. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The heavy oak door creaks open with a reluctant groan, as if disturbed from a long, deep sleep. Step inside, and you're greeted not by blaring music or glowing televisions, but by the kind of silence that only history knows how to keep. The soft clink of glasses and low murmurs float through the air at John Kavanagh's, better known to locals as the Gravediggers. This pub, standing proudly beside Glasnevin Cemetery in Dublin, Ireland, has been pouring pints and gathering secrets since 1833. John Kavanagh, the founder, saw an opportunity few others dared to touch. Just a year earlier, Glasnevin Cemetery had opened its gates, answering the desperate need for a proper Catholic burial ground. With death a steady companion for Dublin's working class, the cemetery boomed, and so did Kavanagh's new pub. Its location wasn't just convenient, it was essential. Gravediggers, weary from hours of back-breaking work in damp soil, found comfort within its thick stone walls. Mourners, too, needed a place to sit, to think, to drink. And Kavanagh's offered a rare kind of sanctuary. Honest conversation, honest drink, and a respectful distance from the clamor of the living world outside. From the beginning, there was an understanding here, an unwritten rule that lingered in the air like the scent of poured Guinness. No music, no blaring distractions, just the low hum of shared grief, whispered laughter, and the steady rhythm of pint glasses being set down on wood older than memory. Inside these walls, time seemed to slow, and with it, the veil between past and present grew thin. The connection between Kavanagh's and Glasnevin Cemetery was more than just proximity. It was a bond forged in ritual, the finality of burial followed by the small acts of living that carry on, sharing a drink, a story, a moment of silence. The workers who dug the graves became regulars, some even finding more comfort among the pub's shadows than they ever did at home. Stories tell of grave diggers who spoke softly of the spirits they believed still wandered the cemetery after dark. A laugh, perhaps, to an outsider. But here, surrounded by death and sorrow, it didn't seem quite so far-fetched. It wasn't long before whispers of something stranger began circulating among the patrons. Decades ago, though no one can pin down exactly when, the first reports of ghostly encounters started to surface. A regular claimed to have seen an elderly man dressed in old-fashioned Victorian attire sitting silently at the bar. He nursed a pint, eyes downcast as if lost in another time. But when approached, he didn't respond. He simply stood, turned toward the wall, and walked straight through it. Others spoke of hearing the distinct jingle of keys like those carried by cemetery workers locking up the grounds after dark. The sound would come from behind them, from an empty corner, or even from just beyond the heavy stone walls. At first, these reports were easily brushed off. An old building like this groans and creaks, and where there are pints, there are imaginations. But the stories didn't fade. They grew louder, more persistent, as if the pub itself wanted to be heard. Among the storytellers are members of the Kavanaugh family themselves. Generations have kept the pub alive, and some have come forward, carefully, quietly, to admit that strange things do happen within their family's walls. Former employees have spoken of fleeting shadows, of cold spots that moved like unseen figures across the room. Some guests described feeling a heavy presence standing just behind them, only to turn and find no one there. The pub's reputation, built on hospitality and history, now carried something extra, a ghost story that no one officially confirmed, but no one dared to deny. Skeptics, of course, have their theories. Psychologists would point to a phenomenon called pareidolia, the brain's tendency to see familiar shapes, like faces or human forms, in random patterns. An old pub with its uneven floors, flickering shadows, and drafty corners is a perfect stage for the mind to play its tricks. Then there's expectation bias. Visitors who expect to encounter something spooky are far more likely to interpret ordinary occurrences as supernatural. The building itself conspires with the imagination, too. Original 19th century construction means thick stone walls, timber beams, and floors that seem to sigh underfoot. Temperature fluctuations can create sudden cold spots. Low, flickering light from traditional lamps cast deceptive shadows that dance at the corners of one's vision. The environment of Kavanaugh's doesn't just allow for ghost stories, it practically demands them. Add to that the emotional weight carried through Glasnevin Cemetery's history, the mass graves of famine victims, the somber funerals of rebels, the daily march of sorrow that passed through its gates for nearly two centuries. The emotional residue, some suggest, could leave an imprint, a kind of psychic fingerprint that those sensitive enough or imaginative enough might still detect today. So the question remains, are the sightings inside John Kavanaugh simply the byproduct of a vivid collective imagination shaped by grief, history, and Guinness? Or is something else still sitting quietly in the corner, waiting for another pint? As the decades wore on, the strange occurrences at John Kavanaugh's refused to fade into obscurity. In fact, they began to escalate. Among the most chilling reports to surface was the appearance of a young girl dressed in a flowing white nightgown drifting silently between the tables late at night. Witnesses described her with eerie consistency, long hair, bare feet, and a blank, distant expression, as if she were searching for something or someone lost long ago. More than one unsuspecting patron spotted her from the corner of their eye only to turn and find the girl staring directly at them, translucent and silent, before vanishing into thin air. These encounters often came with a sudden, unexplainable chill in the room, so distinct that guests would reach for their coats or rub their arms instinctively against the cold. Yet the old pub's fires would burn brightly, the air otherwise still. The stories of the Victorian man continued too, but with a more defined pattern. Patrons would often notice him seated at the far end of the bar, a pint of stout resting untouched before him. He was described consistently: gray beard, heavy overcoat, a cap pulled low over his forehead. Those brave enough or drunk enough to approach would find that as they neared, the figure would rise without a word, shuffle toward the wall, and vanish into it as though it were nothing more than a misty veil. No sound, no disturbance, just a sudden heartbreaking emptiness where someone or something had been. It wasn't just the visuals. Sounds became part of the daily life at Kavanaugh's. The jangling keys that had been reported in the early years persisted with maddening regularity. Entire groups would hear it at once, the sharp metallic clatter as if someone were unlocking a heavy door just beyond the sight line of the bar. Staff members locking up at night would sometimes find chairs inexplicably moved, pints left on tables they had just cleared, and in one case, a set of house keys mysteriously left atop the bar with no patron claiming them, despite the pub having been closed to outsiders for hours. Several amateur investigators, drawn by the lore surrounding the gravediggers, ventured in with their ghost hunting equipment, EMF detectors, thermal cameras, digital voice recorders. While none captured definitive proof that would satisfy a scientist, many came away with eerie anomalies. Sudden spikes in electromagnetic fields near the wall the Victorian man was said to walk through, unexplainable cold spots, and in some cases, what they described as low, mournful whispers caught on tape. Interestingly, many tourists, people unaware of the pub's haunted reputation, reported strange experiences without prompting. One American couple visiting Glasnevin Cemetery stopped at Kavanaugh's afterward, drawn in by its quaint appearance. Sitting quietly with their drinks, they both noticed an elderly man in old-fashioned clothes sitting nearby. When they turned to look directly at him, he was gone. Only later, after mentioning the incident to the bartender, did they learn they had likely seen the man by the wall. Such personal testimonies only deepened the mystery. In interviews with local journalists and historians, staff and patrons often described a feeling of being watched, of someone standing behind them, only to turn and find the space empty. Some said they smelled pipe smoke in corners of the bar where smoking had long been banned. Others felt a heavy pressure on their chest or a tug on their sleeve, brief, fleeting, and always impossible to explain. The theories about the nature of these hauntings varied. The most popular explanation among believers was the idea of residual hauntings, emotional imprints of past lives replaying over and over like a record stuck on a single scratch. In this view, the elderly man wasn't a conscious spirit, but rather a memory burned into the very bones of the pub. A man who sat in that same spot so many times in life that a piece of him simply refused to leave. Others proposed a more intriguing idea, that the pub sits on a thin spot, a place where the boundary between the physical world and the spiritual is unusually fragile. The proximity to Glasnevin Cemetery, home to over a million graves, many marked only by time and grass, was believed to act as a kind of energy reservoir, fueling paranormal activity nearby. Skeptics, however, had plenty to say. Some pointed out that alcohol consumption, particularly in dimly lit, emotionally charged environments, can significantly alter perception. A few suggested that the stories of the man at the wall or the young girl in the nightgown could easily spread through suggestion. One vivid storyteller can ignite the imaginations of an entire room. And in a place like the Gravediggers, where history is thick enough to touch, a small suggestion could quickly blossom into a shared hallucination. But if suggestion alone were to blame, how to explain the tourists, unaware of the pub's reputation, describing the same apparitions? How to explain multiple unrelated guests reporting identical sounds, identical feelings, in a building that never changes? The ghost stories at John Kavanaugh's have, over time, become part of its cultural fabric. Locals tell them with a twinkle in their eye, a half-smile that says they're not entirely joking. Tourists come hoping to catch a glimpse of the man at the wall, or to feel the icy brush of the little girl's nightgown as she slips by. Even those who claim not to believe find themselves glancing over their shoulder a little more often after sundown. Despite, or perhaps because of, their haunted reputation, the Kavanaugh family has preserved the pub's character without catering to ghost tourism. There are no Halloween decorations, no gimmicky haunted tours inside the bar. Just the old walls, the old spirits, and the sense that, just maybe, you're sharing your pint with someone who isn't entirely of this world. And so, each night as the last orders are called and the fires burn low, the Gravediggers closes its doors once again on another day where the living and the dead may have quietly crossed paths. At John Kavanaugh's, the pint glasses may empty, the chairs may be stacked, but the stories and perhaps the spirits remain. When it comes to haunted pubs, John Kavanaugh's The Gravediggers stands in a category all its own. It's not the cheap thrills or commercial ghost tours that keep the stories alive here. It's the quiet moments, the clink of a glass, the creak of an old floorboard, the weight of unseen eyes watching from the corners that make you wonder if you're really ever drinking alone. Skeptics will tell you it's all easily explained. Pareidolia, expectation bias, a healthy dose of Guinness, and a building that's been shifting, settling, and whispering for nearly two centuries. They'll point to psychology, to environmental factors, to the power of suggestion among patrons who came looking for a ghost and found exactly what they wanted, and they might be right. Maybe it's all in the mind. But if it is, it's a mighty strange coincidence how so many minds across so many generations keep seeing the same old man nursing his pint at the bar. How so many strangers, without warning, feel the cold brush of a little girl's nightgown pass by their leg. How footsteps, jangling keys, and whispered conversations echo in an empty pub long after the last pint's been pulled. Maybe it's memory. Maybe it's energy. Or maybe there are just some places where the living and the dead find common ground, and where the simple act of sharing a drink blurs the line between what was, what is, and what still lingers just out of sight. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth. A legend. A unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine. And it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth. A legend. A unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.